Blog Talk Radio.
That's my cue, everyone. Welcome to our call today, which is January the 15th, 2022. It's a very, very exciting time of existence. It's just amazing times, actually. And we want to welcome all of you today. We will not have Zoraya or Zora on our call today. Zoraya still is pretty much under the weather. I'm kind of getting through it myself. So in the meantime, I will also have, we have a number of guests that will be with us today. And, of course, we have Dr. Tom with some really great updates. And we will also be joined by Richard. Remember the friend of our beloved Anda Hart from way back when? Richard will be joining us since Zoraya is not available today, and he's going to kind of help me help with some of the things that I feel that everybody should be listening to. Okay, so to start the show, I'm going to go ahead and let's see if we could bring Richard in first, and then I'm going to go ahead, and I have an excerpt from the Hollow Earth book from Diane Robbins, and I will be quoting, a page from there, and we'll take it from there. Okay, thank you so much for your patience for today, everyone. All right. So let's go ahead, first of all, and let me go ahead and read an excerpt. And this is coming from Messages from the Hollow Earth by Diane Robbins. And everybody knows how to be able to get to her books. Just go to www.dianewith2nsrobbinswith2b.com. Okay, so today we're going to be talking a little bit about DNA and the inner doors of consciousness. All people on Earth are from the same DNA blueprint. My dear friends on the northeast of America, I am Mikos, your friend from beneath the Aegean Sea, here to speak to you today about love. Love for your people and love for your planet. All people on Earth are from the same DNA blueprint, but evolution has created different outward appearances. So your appearance is determined dependent upon your location. These are not differences, just variations of body appearance. For within the body lies the soul, and the souls of all humans come from the same, from the divine creator of all, and are indeed a part of the divine creator, just embellished with earthly characteristics and earthly experiences, different and distinct over eons of time. So what you see in others is their earthly sojourn, so to speak, and not their heavenly garments. This has confused humans for millennia, and resulted in separation and wars instead of unity and peace. We admonish you to look through God's eyes when you look at others and see only God standing in the midst of you. You will see how rapidly your world conditions would change if all only look through God's eyes always, which really are the eyes you look through when cleared of earthly density and fear. Beautiful passage coming from Diane Robbins as she has channeled Amika. All right, so now let's go ahead and bring, let's see if I can go ahead and bring Richard. Oh, hold on a minute. There we go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh.
5057305584 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Okay, everybody. I hope everybody listened to the little excerpts that I had read from the messages from Hollow Earth. And in the meantime, we are waiting for Richard to come and join us. So hold on one second. Let me see if I can find his number here on the board. All right. Let's see. Okay. Well, maybe that's not going to work. Okay. Richard, if you're listening to this call, I'm going to go ahead and see if I could bring you in. Okay? So hang in there. Let's try it one more time. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. Hello? Hello? Hello, Richard? Are you there? We gotcha. Yeah, hold on a second. Let me see. I just want to let him know that he's on the board. Okay. All right. Well, I do have him here, and hopefully he'll just kind of chime in when he's ready to say hello. In the meantime, let's go ahead and see if we can go ahead and bring Dr. Tom, and let's get all of his information coming up. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, there we go. Richard is here. Okay. All right, Richard, hello? Can you hear us? All you have to do is say hello. We got you online. So interesting. All right. Okay, so here, why don't I do this? I'm going to go ahead and try it one more time, Richard. Okay, let's try it one more time. Here we go. All right, one more time for Richard. Oh, there you are. Hello, Richard.
Hey. Oh, you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. I've been trying to answer, but
Oh, there you are. Hello, Richard.
Okay. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, you... I just need for you to, I think you, yeah, if you can,
okay.
Richard, yeah, get you, you got to get off of the speaker because it's like, there's like
okay.
An echo. There you go. All set?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Today, yeah, today's call is kind of loose. So we're just going to wing it as we go through, as we go along. So I know you've got a bunch of information that you'd like to be able to share with us. But, you know, we also have Dr. Tom that's going to be coming here shortly. So what would you like to share right now?
with everyone.
What,
would you like?
Do you want to do the commands, or you, do you want me
oh,
to?
Oh, that sounds no. Let's do the commands. That would be so great to get the day started. Yes, please.
Okay, so I would ask everybody stand up if you can, and I like standing because it creates more energy. And as you say these commands, I would also ask that everyone stay focused in their heart and try to put as much energy into the commands as you can. The more you put in, the more you get out. So here's the way I do mine. And this is, you know, there's slightly different ways of doing it. But I'll just go through one time just to show what I do. And then everyone can follow when I get ready to start with you together. So just listen this first time. Okay. I command my spirit and higher realms of love and prime source creator God to drop my thoughts into my heart now. And now repeat that three times. At the end of three times, I do the counting backwards from 10. So I do it slowly. 10, 9, and so forth. At the end, I say now emphatically so that it's what we were initially taught by Q. So I've been following that same thing, but everyone does it a little differently. Okay, so let's go ahead and do it. Okay, ready? Now.
Okay, we're ready.
I command my spirit and the higher realms of love. Oh, okay. I was wanting everybody to go simultaneously. Should I have everybody repeat it after?
Yes.
Okay. So I command my spirit and the higher realms of love.
I command my spirit and my higher realms of love.
And prime source.
Prime source creator God. To drop my thoughts.
Into my heart now.
Into my heart now.
Okay, and again, I command my spirit and the higher realms of love and prime source creator God.
Okay, let's do that. We could break that up a little bit.
Okay.
I command my spirit.
Yep, I command my spirit and the higher realms of love.
And the higher realms of love.
And prime source creator God.
And prime source creator God.
To drop my thoughts.
To drop my thoughts.
Into my heart now.
Into my heart now.
Okay, and again, this is the third one. I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
And the higher realms of love.
And the higher realms of love.
And prime source creator God.
Prime source creator God.
To drop my thoughts.
To drop my thoughts.
Into my heart now.
Into my heart now.
Ten.
Ten.
Nine.
Nine.
Eight.
Eight.
Seven.
Seven.
Six.
Six.
Five.
Five.
Four.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One. Now.
One. Now.
Okay, very good. Okay. Now let's go on to the next one.
Okay.
Okay, I command my spirit
I command my spirit
to increase my life force energy exponentially now.
Okay, let's try that again. I command my spirit
to increase my life force energy exponentially.
To increase my life force energy exponentially.
Now. Okay, and then again.
Mm-hmm.
I command my spirit. To increase my life force energy exponentially.
To increase my life force energy exponentially.
Now. Okay, the third one. I command my spirit. To increase my life force energy exponentially.
I command my spirit to increase my life force energy exponentially now.
Okay, that's the third one, right? I think it was. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ten.
Nine. Seven.
Six. Five. Four. Three. Two.
One. Now.
Okay. Awesome. All right.
Beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
I forgot. I always suggest to people to take in 3 deep breaths before doing it, and you can also do it afterwards. So let's do the 3 deep breaths.
Okay.
It's all about moving energy. I mean, that's all this is. If you do it in a rote manner, it's not going to work. Not as well. But if you do it with intention, full intention, and commitment, it will work wonders. So,
absolutely
okay.
True. Very good. Thank you so much for that, Richard.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. We'll see you shortly. I think we're ready to bring in Dr. Tom.
Okay.
I also know that Richard is going to talk to us a little bit about later about the Rex Strawman's recipe. This is for health, for your health, especially with the bad flu symptoms that a lot of people are having right now. Okay. So let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom. I know that he's got a bunch of information that he wants. So if you will, Richard, I'm just going to go ahead and put you on mute for right now. And let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom. Okay, here we go, everybody. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right, Dr. Tom.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Tom. How are you today?
We're doing super today.
Okay. Oh, we can't wait to hear.
All is good.
All right.
Yes. Just getting some last-minute updates here, too, so
okay.
On the other line here, so but we're good.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. So let's talk about, hopefully this will be our last call again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to go over really about a little bit of the history and why we're here. Instead of just getting, you know, that Nassar is in and the bankers are ready, if we kind of just slide along of this has been a 40-year project, okay? And it started many, many, many years ago, probably even a lot longer. And then the RV started in Iraq, where they the guys that were running that country didn't want to go on the petrodollar. So they invaded, and the bad guys went in and took them down and took their currency and everything. So what was formed was enough is enough. So after what we had talked before was after Kennedy was assassinated, the alliance, 200 generals, came in and says enough is enough. So they actually formed what they called secret armies, and we're actually having secret armies being made right now with the alliance. And it had to come about of alignments of our consciousness, the numerals, the planetary alignments. And we had to go in to create a new quantum world, right? We had quantum consciousness. So we had to move into that place of move from fear and greed into love and vibration. And so the RV has been planning, but if you did not move the vibration, the people, the consciousness along with this, the conversion, the awareness of what has happened in the past would have never worked. Right. So we have along the ways, we're changing our body structures from a carbon to a crystallized terrain. Right. And I'll talk about that in a minute. Once again, this is all happening along with Nassara and Jassara and the RV. And it's happening everywhere. And both sides, Gaia, you know, planet Earth, is helping from inside out, sending out frequencies. The Sherman frequency is very high. And the galactics are helping from the outside, which we know from that. So we had to do a slow awakening, all right? We weren't going to go through this EBS and, you know, the go in and take all these corruptions out and creating civil wars. So that wasn't going to happen. So where we're at with the RV is perfectly planned. We knew it was going to be, well, we were hoping every year it was going to happen. We've been in this for many, many years, 13 years or so. But what's happening now is it was planned to be this year, and I'll talk about it, is the year of the tiger. So what we're bringing in is a gentle, safe, transfer of power from the bad guys to the good guys. So what happens is there's no EBS. Most of the broadcasts will be taking down, the networks will be taking down, and then Truth TV will come along, like the Trump network, Starlink, things like that. So all levels had to be connected through sovereignty, through spiritual and physical, all right? So we had to remove the deep state and the bad guys over a period of time. So basically what happens is we're moving the power back to the people, okay? Because if the bad guys wanted to run the global reset, there was two resets, okay? There was the global reset, which was the bad one, and then ours is what we call Nassara Jassara. And that's why when they took down the 9/11 towers, is because that's when they were going to release Nassara Jassara and also expose the deep state and their crimes. So that's why that was created. So along the line, what happened was is we had all these things going on, and the process, the reason the RV didn't happen is we had to create a new constitution. which is coming out with the New Republic, and Devolution. And Devolution is taking the governments from federal down to the state, down to the county, okay? Basically what that is we will have no more, we won't elect politicians anymore, we'll elect policies. So if you live in a county, like I live in a certain county here, and if you want to get things done in your county, you'll have a committee, and they'll present plans for that county, and you'll vote on your phone, and it'll go directly on the QFS, and you'll vote for that. Okay, so you see, until all this process of changing the conscious laws, the world, the new world laws, the new planet laws, this RV couldn't fit. You had to have everything changed. Okay, so what's going to happen is, and this will all take time. The RV is coming soon, and the rest of this is from 2032 will be the full amount of our new governments and everything over a period of time. A complete different change. You're not going to have politicians anymore. You're not going to have this. And eventually we'll have a whole new system. So currently right now, we need the current administration to be removed. And we'll move into a place where Democrats and Republicans will be dissolved, military law in the SARA, QFS will be live, and basically we'll be in that world of world peace. So as you can see, it's just you had to take this conscious level and rebuild everything. And we now realize of how evil the world was run. But the best thing is that now we're going into a complete conscious level of love, happiness, and joy. So that in a nutshell, as you can see, is so many factors. It's hooking up all these countries of the world to the new quantum system, getting rid of the bad guys in those, okay, and the new banking system and the new money system. So it took a long, long time. So where we're at with the RV, we're in process now. There's no kicking the can down. There's no other things. There's about 60,000 bonds that are being exchanged, and that'll take months and months to do. We have, you know, about 866 alliance that are actually running this. And then we have about 3,000 secret military that are helping out with the conversion of this. So we have about 6 bonds that are going through right now and processing. And then once we hit the Zim bond, then that's when we get notifications and everything gets ready to go. So basically we're in a great place. We have the Starlink is linked up, and that's linked up to the quantum. And then we'll have the media come out. Then we'll have control of everything, and everything will be in a good place. Everything is on an analog system. So what happens is this has to happen there. It goes over and over. We have President Trump is speaking today, and hopefully he'll have some good words. But basically, that is in a nutshell is where we had to move to. And my last comment about this is we're ready. And now it's so important for us, the people. So you really want your harmonics of yourself, your body, your force field, because the food that you take, your thoughts that you take, your mindset, because what happens is that acts as a receiver. And if you don't, if your frequency and your harmonics are not in tune with the change, you cannot create spirit. Okay, you have to rebuild your body back to an alignment. So when you receive all this, and you have to be able to be prepared to serve. That's what we have to do, is serve humanity and the future things that we need to do. So if you really look at it, it's been a 40-year trip, and it's been planned, well-designed, and what a great time to be alive. I know it doesn't look like it right now, but we are in a great place. But you got to get ready, okay? Get your boots on and get out in nature. Be around friends. Always, you know, do your meditations. Remember, food is energy, and then it turns into matter. Okay, so eat high-frequency foods, okay, that give your food life and stay healthy, okay?
All right, sounds very good. Okay, thanks so much, Dr. Tom, for all that information. I'm just going to tag on a little bit since I did get a chance to talk to Q not too long ago, and the quote that I have on the newsletter is that we are over the hump. So what he's trying to let everybody know is that more and more people are awakening, which is so we're moving in more conscious ways, you know, elevation in terms of frequencies and really opening up the heart mind. And so it's a really, really great time. We'll hear more from Q on this coming Wednesday. But he's all very, very excited at this time as well. So things are moving right along. Mr. S also is pretty excited these days. Things are really moving along in that direction too, as Dr. Tom has already mentioned. So thank you. Thank you, Dr. Tom. We shall see you soon, and we'll talk with you soon again, I hope.
You're welcome. Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
You
bet.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Okay. So that was really wonderful. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute Richard again. And the reason I'm bringing Richard back here is because I've had a chance to talk with a few people who have been. And, you know, as much as we stay, you know, grounded and in high frequencies, you know, when you're with people, you know, and you don't know whether or not they're sick or whether their frequency is low or their energy is low and whatever else, you know, you may at some point, if your immune system is low, you may catch something. So with that being said, I'm going to see if Richard can come and just say a few words in regards to that. Okay, so Richard. Hi, Richard. I got to open up his line.
Okay.
Hi, Richard.
I am.
There you are.
Okay.
All right. I was wondering if you wanted to add any of your own comments to what has already been said. Otherwise, I'll let you kind of take over from here.
Okay. What do you want me to talk first about the news from this morning?
Yeah, I think that'll be a good idea. People haven't listened in because I know I haven't, so thank you so much for that information. Sure.
Okay, yeah. And then you have to let me know what area you want me to cover next.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, this morning while I was on a call on a webinar with Charlie Ward, his chat room was alive with people calling in about EBS alerts. Now, that's the emergency broadcast system for people that don't know, but apparently there are alerts going on right now simultaneously all over the world, including the government website, about a catastrophic tsunami off the coast of Australia. It started from a volcano erupting there, and some predictions were that it would be monumental. In other words, possible 100-foot waves that would, in a short time, reach the United States and split the United States in two. But while it appears frightening, it looks to me, and I'm sure all the folks that I've been in touch with are saying the same thing, it looks as if this is a white hat operation to help wake up the public to what's going on behind the scenes that has been kept secret for all these years. So we'll wait and see. I'm not at all terribly concerned. In fact, I'm pretty excited, really. There's no way it's going to happen, and that's for sure. But for the general public, they don't know this, and they'll be frightened. They'll be wondering, what's going on here? But there are emergency broadcast alerts that have gone out 2 hours ago in California, Southern California in particular, but also in Japan, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and there's some other countries. I don't remember which, but this is going out globally. So it's something that people need to pay attention to, but stay relaxed. Do your meditations and just understand that this too will pass, and hopefully that this will help raise the level of awareness for the public further, so that they begin asking questions. Well, why is this happening? What's going on over here? And that kind of thing. So anyway, that's the most recent news that I picked up. Like I said, 2 hours ago. Okay, what else did you want me to?
Okay, yeah, just so, remember for everyone, there's all kinds of information that's out there. So remember, we're watching a movie. Everything is all about the movie right now.
Exactly.
According to Q, everything has been completed a year ago already. So we just have to go through the process right now for everybody else to be able to wake up. So that's why the unfolding of a lot of this information right now to help people wake up. So if he said it's already been done about a year ago already, and that you've got the actors who are doing their part to say, okay, this is what's happening, and it's gradually so that people can begin to wake up. So I appreciate that. Watch what's happening. There is that movie as well. It's called 365. There's a lot of there's information in there that'll help to awaken people as well. So it's all the little things that are happening right now. So just watch the play and get your popcorn ready. If there's more to come, which is going to more to come, it'll be very, very exciting. All right. So, Richard, if you will, could you just share with us information that you had shared already with myself in regards to if people are really feeling, pretty ill, what would you like to suggest to people?
Oh, yeah, the hydrochloroquine that's made naturally is super easy to make. And I'm telling you, this is powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. What you can do, there's a video put out by Rick Strawman, Strawman. Which is good, but I have some issues with some of the content. But I think he goes into a little bit more than what you really need to do. The concentration, I would say, should be to make it as simple as possible and not overcomplicate things. And, I'll just explain what I do. Okay, I'll make four organic grapefruits. Doesn't make any difference, but I think some people say red is maybe a little better. If for some reason you cannot get organic because of the season or some other, you're in a place that just doesn't carry organic food, make sure you use a veggie wash. You must use a veggie wash. Rick talks about boiling water and then dropping the grapefruit into the boiling water for about a minute to take the wax off. What I usually do is just peel the grapefruit. A lot of times you can just peel right off the bat whether it has wax on it or not. Most of the time I don't notice it, and I just go ahead and peel the grapefruit so you'll have the fruit left over, the inside portion, that you'll eat later on. This has nothing to do with the making of the hydrochloroquine. And you cut it into small pieces, as small as you can get without taking forever. And you do the same thing with 3 to 4 lemons, again, organic, and you put them in a, you have to put it in a large pot. I mean, we're talking, I think it's a gallon pot that I use. I'm not sure. So you cut up the lemon, cut up the grapefruit, put it in the pot. Take 4 cups of water, put it in the pot, and start heating it up. Well, in the meantime, you take the tonic water, which has quinine in it, and the only one I'd recommend using, it's Fever Tree Indian tonic water. And when you go to the store to get it, you ask for tonic water. You don't ask for quinine because no one will understand that. And the place that I've seen that carries it is Walmart, which I don't like to shop at, but it's the one thing I will go to. And it's generally in the liquor section, surprisingly. And a lot of the store personnel don't know where it's at. You do have to look for it. But it comes in a 4-bottle pack, and each bottle is about it's about 6 ounces. So it's a pretty small bottle. Two of those four packs, you open them, and as the water is starting to heat up, you carefully take the lids off because they're effervescent and they'll go all over the place. So you have to be careful about that. But you just pour it carefully in so they don't fizz up too much. And heat it up to just before it boils, right to a good simmer. You simmer it either on top of the stove, which is a little more difficult to do, or you can put it in a very large crock pot and simmer it on low. Although you have to heat it on high for a little bit just to get it started enough to warm it up and then turn it back to low. You do this for 3 hours. After you're done simmering for 3 hours, you turn it off and let it sit for 2 hours. So what I do towards the end of that 2 hours is I set it outside, and here in New Mexico, it's cool enough. It cools off very rapidly, usually within 20 minutes. And then you just, you're ready to sift it. That's not the right word I'm looking for. But you put it into a cloth. Not anything like a washcloth or like that, because that absorbs too much liquid. You use something on the order of a handkerchief. In fact, if you have a new handkerchief handy, that's ideal. You take small amounts of the peels that have been softened, and you put it into the handkerchief, and you wring it out using both hands because it takes some energy to do this. Squeeze it into the pot with the liquid, or you can put it in a separate pot, which is fine too. You do small amounts so that you can squeeze harder and get more of the juice out from the pulp. And there's going to be a lot of pulp left over, but that's what you throw out at the end. Once you've done that repeatedly to get all the pulp squeezed out, or the juice squeezed out from the pulp, then you mix it together with the remainder of the liquid that was already in the pot to begin with. Okay, so you're done with that. Then you begin bottling it. I like to put it in something like 32-ounce glass jars. You can do whatever size is fine for you. If you're on a what I call a maintenance dose or maintenance course, you would take about 2 tablespoons, like once in the morning and then once in the afternoon. So you're taking 2 tablespoons twice a day. And that's a pretty small amount for the amount that you just made. But if, so you're going to have bottles left over that you want to put in the freezer, but I'll tell you about that later. The important thing is to decide whether you're going to be using a lot in the beginning. Now, if it's for someone with a, an acute condition where they've got, you know, coughing, fever, whatever symptoms you might have that you want to get rid of pretty quickly, then I would say you'd need to go on a more rigorous schedule. And I would take something like 2 to 4 ounces 3 times a day. So if you do that, the amount of consume will go down pretty rapidly, and you don't need to put anything in the freezer at that point. But let's go back to if you're doing this on a maintenance kind of thing for preventative purposes. What you want to do is cool the liquid down in the refrigerator at least overnight. And then the ones that you want to put in the freezer, and you can do this, but you must follow these instructions. You must leave the lid on very loosely, just barely covering it. And then the other thing is do not put more than 3/4 of a bottle in the freezer because it needs to allow space to expand. So it won't crack if you follow these instructions exactly. That's the important thing. And what I like to do is take a few drops of ionic zinc. You don't want to get too much zinc in your diet, so you want to make sure if you're taking supplements like I do, I don't put many drops in. But I would take, I usually put about 4 drops of ionic zinc in, like in the morning when I take the infusion at that time, and then I do the same thing in the evening with the 2 tablespoons in the evening. So I think that kind of covers it. And did I miss anything, Jane?
No, I think that was pretty thorough. I'm going to suggest that everybody, you know, go back and re-listen to this call, you know, especially in regards to the information right now. If you know anyone who's going through some difficult times with their respiratory systems and just feeling, you know, not back to normal. So this will be very, very good, great for maintenance, and just continue to do that. But other than that, you know, we all know what to do regarding you need to get some fresh air, you got to get some vitamin D, all of those really good things that's helpful. Mobility is excellent. Dr. Tom always talks a lot about that, being out in nature, being out with people, you know, who are your friends, et cetera. So do your own due diligence to get yourself back up to, you know, to perfect health. Okay? All right, Richard. We really appreciate your time.
One other thing I wanted to add about what Q said. I know you had this on information on earlier, but just for people who haven't heard it, Q had recommended using commands to heal yourself 5 to 8 times a day, following that same protocol. So it's like, I command my spirit to heal me totally now.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that 5 to 8 times a day. That's a lot. But if you were talking seconds.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Thank you for all that information.
Sure.
You and Dr. Tom have been really great. I certainly do appreciate both of you being on our call today. All right, so
thank
we'll
you.
Go ahead and let you go. Thank you so much for your time. And now,
you're welcome.
All right, everybody. We have a very special guest for everyone today. She's very brand new regarding our calls. And she has quite a story herself in regards to her awakening and in regards to her high technology of high frequency, which I know we all do enjoy listening to. All right, so let me go ahead. Let me see where we are. Let me go ahead and bring her through, and then I'll do a little bit of an intro, and we'll kind of take it from there. All right? So it'll be a lot of fun. All right, so her name is Jacqueline Joy, and let's go ahead and see if I can get her through now. Okay. Oh, hold on a second, everybody. Let's see. All right, Jacqueline, we are getting ready for you. Okay, here we go. Oh, okay, that didn't work. Let me see. Let me try that again. Oh, okay, let's try that again. One. Of course, the computer doesn't want to. Let's cancel that, and we'll try it one more time. Okay. Right. That should do it. Oh. Okay, so maybe what we'll do is we'll have to, that doesn't want to work. So let me go ahead and use your other number. Try this one now.
Diamond Aloha.
Diamond Aloha, Joy.
All
you.
Right.
This is Jane. Welcome to our Blog Talk show.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me. I'm really delighted to be with you and your wonderful audience.
Okay. Well, I did try that other number. The 808 number didn't work, so that's why I had to call you on this number.
No problem.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. All right. So a little bit of an intro, everyone, for Jacqueline Joy. Now, I was introduced to Jacqueline Joy, oh, my goodness, this is many years ago, probably maybe at least 10 years or so, if not more, a long time ago. And when I listened to Jacqueline Joy and her story, it just resonated with me. And then the work that she does absolutely was amazing for me. I tried to share this with some of the people that I knew that were not awake, And they kind of poo-pooed the idea, obviously, at that time. And so I kind of kept this to myself. And I would utilize the vibrational frequency of her technology on a regular basis. So this is why we decided that we would bring her to our show today. She's also had an opportunity to talk with Zora, and Zora very much does promote, you know, what she is doing. And I know that all of you will be really, really interested in regards to how she came upon this technology. So let me give everyone just a little brief update, not update, but a little bit of an introduction, you know, for all of you that are not familiar with Jacqueline Joy. Beautiful name, by the way, right? Joy, Jacqueline Joy is absolutely perfect, Jacqueline. Okay, so Jacqueline Joy is the founder of the Diamond Christ Alignment. It's a sacred technology. It's a divine gift she received many years ago. And I'd like for her to just kind of go into that a little bit with all of you. And it was an answer to her call for divine intervention back in 1987. To maintain connection and alignment with the power of God while navigating through her non-negotiable journey of awakening from the 3D trance, and we all get the 3D trance, which included the dismantling of her old foundation based in worldly success. So her intense journey awakened her soul's purpose. So she's been doing this now for the past 35 years since her personal awakening. So she's used her spiritual knowing, multidimensional skills, and professional expertise with passion and purpose to birth the worldwide Diamond Christ Grid and to make her divinely inspired technology accessible to thousands of people, individuals around the world, 209 countries already. So she is, like many of us, she's a wonderful spiritual warrior. She's laser focused on the delivery of the Diamond Christ intervention through the Diamond Alignment technology. Now, I know for many of you that seems like, well, what does that actually really mean? But before I have her talk a little bit more about that, so some of the benefits, you know, of the Diamond Alignment is it's going to help to free us from 3D anti-life trance in our world, individually and collectively. It'll help us to connect and align us with the resurrection power of Jesus to live in the highest vibration and joy of our Diamond Christ blueprint, raise the vibration of our physical, mental, emotional bodies to be able to live in the extremely high frequency of the new multidimensional Diamond Christ Aloha world, God's new world in the physical plane, and to be able to equip vibrational diamond leaders who wish to join her in the highest level of Diamond Christ service with vibrational Diamond Christ transmissions, activations, installations, etc. So I know that seems like a whole lot, but Jacqueline, if you will, thank you so much for being here with us. Please tell us a little bit more about your story. It's such a profound awakening and how you went from corporate world to now utilizing and bringing forth this technology, this high-frequency technology to our world. Please go ahead and tell us a little bit more. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much, Jane. I so appreciate the introduction and being here with all of you. And it was such a joy to speak with you before, and Zora and Billy as well. It's really amazing. I'm so happy to be here. So, yes, in 1987, I went through what I see the planet is going through right now, which is a non-negotiable awakening. It was that I was extremely, as you mentioned, I was extremely successful in the world. You know, 38 years old, I had everything that every woman thinks she should have by societal views. You know, I had 4 beautiful children, a long-term marriage, multi-million dollar business, excellent health, you know, pillar of the community, big leader in the world. And one day I dropped to the floor, unconscious, out of the blue, was running 5 miles a day, perfect health, and dropped to the floor, unconscious. No clues before, no symptoms before. And that was my soul's call to say, this path is going to change. And my soul literally moved me into a whole new direction. There are many who say when I had that drop to the floor, including Zora, that it was a walk-in. If it was a walk-in, it was a walk-in of an extremely high dimensional part of my own being that is now stewarding the sacred diamond technology. So when I fell to the floor and came out of it, I don't know how long I was out. It could have been a minute. It could have been 20 minutes. It could have been, I don't know how long it was. But when I came back, my life was changed. It was like I got slayed by God and called into service to shift and move all of my skills and talents and experience to the service of the new world that was soon going to be birthing, soon meaning in the next many, you know, 30, 35 years, not, you know, the next month. And so it was that I did all the physical checking out, because after I came to from that unconsciousness, from being completely out, I had no knowing of what happened when I was out. I had no visions or any of that kind of thing. And what happened at that night after I fell to the floor, it was that I started having this intense things going on in my body, and I didn't know what was happening. The room was spinning. I had heart palpitations. All kinds of physical things started to happen that I'd never experienced before. And I was terrified. And I, the next day, called the internist that I knew that was kind of a family doctor. I thought for sure I had maybe cancer in the brain or brain tumor or something was seriously wrong. And so I did go to the medical route. And I, because back then I was completely asleep. I had no, I was a religious, spiritual, lover of God person, but I had no consciousness or awakening or any knowing of energy or anything else at that time. Very virginal, I call it. And so I went through every test imaginable to see what was wrong with me. And at the end of like 6 weeks of all this, my doctor called me in and said, there is nothing wrong with you, nothing physically at all wrong with you. What do you, tell me about your personal life. And of course, I told him all the wonderful things, right, that I just mentioned to you all. And he said, well, that's all great, but what do you do for you? And I tell you, I didn't have a thing, Jane, to tell him. I just didn't do anything for me. And his prescription, bless him, was not antidepressants and pills and things. His prescription was for me to walk 1 hour a day by myself and to spend 1 hour a day locked in my bedroom, no children, no friends, no husband, no societal, nothing, just me. And boy, was he on the money. Because when I took, because I was so terrified, anytime those it turns out that those were anxiety attacks I was having, and I didn't know it because no one talked about anxiety back then. You know, that was sort of a new phenomenon. But that is my life is about opening up new pathways and bringing in the new. So I often have to experience things first before other people really experience them. And it was based in sexual abuse and my history and, you know, all kinds of things in my past that I had not ever looked at. And it was just time to wake up and really tune inside and get in alignment with my being, with my soul. And so I started those walks, and I started that quiet in my room, and I began to really awaken, and I started to see that over, when I walked, I should say this, when I started to walk, I lived in a kind of a Stepford Wife wealthy community in California. And I walked, my soul took me instinctively, to the hills behind the neighborhood, not walking in the midst of that Stepford Wife trance, right? And I ended up going up to the hills every single day for 9 years. And I did the same thing every day. I would walk up those hills. And meanwhile, I kept having these anxiety attacks, and they were coming out of nowhere. I didn't know what caused them. You know, they would come out of the blue, you know, when I'd be out to dinner with executive clients of ours. I mean, it would hit me at the, you know, most inopportune times. So it really had my attention. I had to really deal with this. So my life, my husband at the time was not happy with my change. You know, I had been the superwoman trophy wife next to him, partner in the business, and all of a sudden I was like in this breakdown that people didn't understand and I didn't understand. And so I started, the marriage started to unravel. He wasn't in alignment with what I was being called to, and I didn't know what I was being called to, so it was just this time of utter confusion, which the world is in right now, right? The world is in total confusion right now. The old is breaking down, just like my old was breaking down. I didn't know what to do with it, and I went to therapy, and I started all these different things, and nothing was helping me. It was my daily walks in the hills that became the divine medicine that brought me into alignment with my soul and with God in a whole new way that strengthened me and got me through the total breakdown, which happened over the next 5 years, a complete and utter breakdown of all the foundation in my life that I had devoted all my energy to, success, quote unquote, in this world. And even, you know, religious, it included, you know, teaching in my kids' Catholic school, you know, and all, it included spirituality, but it was still very 3D. You know what I mean? Very, very 3D. Yes. So when I went up to the hills, what I started to do, again, instinctively, I didn't think about it, but there was a fallen down oak tree at the top of these hills, and I just went over to that tree, put my hand on that tree, and I just connected with that tree, and I just prayed. I called. I really called for divine help. I couldn't get my bearings with all the breakdown I was going through, and I just, and nothing, you know, of the psychological, you know, therapy kind of help was really doing it for me. And so I just called. I said, I can't get help from this plane. I just called. And so then I would lie on that tree, and with my spine on the back on the tree, and just open myself up, arms spread, and I would just open myself up to receive. And what happened is that every single day, you know, just it was amazing. I was out. I would go out, completely out. And it would maybe appear to be a nap, but it wasn't a nap. I was just completely somewhere else. I didn't know where I was, but I was out. And to the minute, 15 minutes, I would start to come back. And, you know, you've had this, I'm sure, Jane, and all of you, where you kind of jerk a little bit, right? And you come back kind of into this plane. And so that would happen to me. And I'd get up, and I had been very broken down when I walked up there with my back pain and all this physical pain I was in and emotional pain I was in, because the fire of my life burning down was really taking its toll with me and trying to manage 4 children with all of this under 10 years old. So and run a business, you know, partially run the business. It was just crazy. And so I was really in breakdown at every level when I would walk up there every day. And then I would get up off that tree after that 15 minutes, and I was filled with joy. I was filled with hope. I had an expanded perspective. All the pain in my body was gone. This happened every single time. And I'd walk down the hill, and because at this point now, I mean, it got very quickly into lots of therapy sessions with my husband and lots of kids acting out, and all kinds of things were starting to happen that were very, very difficult. And then it ended up with getting into the divorce courts and all of that. And because there was a lot of money involved, it was very adversarial. And I would walk down the hill, and I couldn't hold what I now know was my alignment with my higher consciousness and the power of God. I couldn't hold it in the fire of life, and so I'd get knocked out again, you know. And then I'd go back to the hills the next day, do the exact same process that I just told you. And it was so miraculous for me what was happening, even though I didn't have words for it. But I was really receiving frequency. I was receiving God's energy very physically so that it affected me, had physical effects on me, emotional effects on me. And so but I couldn't hold it. So I began this fervent call to the divine. I want to live in that state that happens to me after that 15 minutes. And I want to know, I was wise enough to know, I'm going to get knocked off, you know, of the state. But I said, I want to know when I do get off, when I get knocked off by life, I want to know how to come back consciously without having to walk up to those hills. And what started to happen for me over the next days and months and years was literally a downloading of what I'm doing today, which was a sacred, it developed over many years, but I'm just going to fast forward to what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sacred diamond octahedron vibrational infrastructure that is extremely physical, even though you can't see it with your human eyes. And I was shown that when I had this chamber, when I called this chamber that got built in me, actually, over a period of many, as I said, months and even years, it was built in me, diamond octahedron infrastructure in my cells and around me. And I was shown step by step by step that when I worked in this sacred chamber, when I would go to the chamber and call the chamber and put my attention there and give a little quiet time there, just like when I went to the tree, the exact same thing would happen to me as if I did spend that 45 minutes to an hour going up to the tree, lying out and going out for 15 minutes and then coming back down. So it was profound to me to have the tool, to have the way answered to my call for divine intervention. And I began to use it for myself, of course, first to get myself through all of the divorce proceedings and all this fire and hell in my life. I really used it to get through that. And then I was shown that I may use it for my children who were really falling apart with this nasty divorce. And then for the next few years, I really was given permission if my friends needed help, you know, et cetera. I did all kinds of things all the time for all kinds of situations. I kept trying it in this situation or that situation, and I kept seeing no matter what the situation, no matter who the person was, the same result would happen. The divine intervention would happen, and miracles of coming into what I would call vertical alignment with your own soul, with God, and the power of that and the strength of that and the fortitude of that and the joy of that would happen every time. So I was ecstatic about this, but really did everything for free for many, 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 many years. And then in 2001, I woke up one morning and I was told, oh, excuse me, I need to back up. And also, after the octahedron was really built in me very, very strongly, I was called to travel to many, 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 many places throughout the planet and bring this diamond octahedron, again, very physical, even though invisible, mm-hmm. and anchor it in to very powerful points on the planet. And I didn't realize it at the time. I just answered and was obedient and would go here or there, whether it be Stonehenge or wherever it would be, mm-hmm. I would go. And miracles would happen to get me on the stones or whatever it was I needed to do, even though it wasn't open to the public. The way would always be open for me to bring in that diamond octahedron. And what I realized after many years is that I was building a grid of this the octahedron grid, the diamond grid, that was literally bringing in energy from the higher planes, from the multidimensional world, into the physical plane to have physical effects, to have change happen within us and around us. And in 2001, I woke up one morning and I heard, "You've done a good job. 17 years, you have been obedient, and the grid, this is a worldwide diamond energy grid." And I was also doing diamond installations, the one I did for myself. I call it a diamond installation when the diamond is really installed in your cells. And I was told, "You may no longer do any of this for free because it is for the world. So mm-hmm. you must start charging for it. You must find the way to make it accessible to others." And so mm-hmm. a lot more happened after that. But it took me a long time. It took me until 2007 mm-hmm. with the help of, Sandra Jane and some mm-hmm. other dedicated, very amazing beings who believed mm-hmm. in what I was called to and supported me mm-hmm. so strongly in being able to finally get this into mm-hmm. a sacred business of a whole new paradigm and mm-hmm. marry it. I did not know I'd be doing it this way. It was just guided every step of the way mm-hmm. in my unknowing. And I mm-hmm. I was called to marry it really with the internet okay. so that it could be accessible
beautiful.
To all people all over the world without any regard for race, creed, color, language, age,
mm-hmm.
none of that matters. It's universal. And the way I am doing that for others throughout the world who wish to use this technology to get the same help that I got during my personal crisis and the undoing of the whole 3D world in my life, it's now accessible as a six-minute activation that you can do online, and it's available 24/7. It's so beautifully simple, elegant, and easy,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like me going to the tree in the sense that all you do is go, and you're going with the heart to call mm-hmm. for help and to have your frequency raised and to have whatever mm-hmm. is holding you back cleared. And it's a receiving process. It's 6 minutes of totally receiving. It's an audio visual, but it's actually an energy transmission. I just did the audio mm-hmm. and the visual and the words so that it could be physically accessible to people.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it's a total receiving of bringing you into alignment, literally bringing all your atoms and molecules, all your bodies, your subtle bodies, into alignment and into your center, into alignment with the truth of who you are, and into alignment with the power of God, the infinite. And it also clears. There's a wonderful clearing. It's about a 13-second clearing, a golden blast. That's not just a pretty golden light. It's been developed and used and accumulated power over 25 years. This blast that happens right before the actual alignment. So it's clearing you of the density of the toxicity that is you know, blocking your energy flow and making your alignment difficult. So it is a very receiving process. And Jane, you know it really well, don't you?
I do. All right. So I just want to share, you know, my experience with, you know, the diamond alignment. It's extremely, and I know, you know, Jacqueline Joy is speaking to the choir here, because all of you understand frequency, all of you understand energy. So when you go in to the 6 minute alignment, then you will just, it goes through very, very simple, 6 minutes. And even for those of you, when I first started it, and I'm thinking, well, all right, you could see the beautiful magenta, golden, colored, and it looks like it's a diamond, and you can watch it. And so for a lot of people that are kind of new, you probably will just kind of watch it. It goes through like a short meditation. It'll tell you just first you get that flash of a clearing, and then you go through, you know, I just read. It'll say I release, you know, I let go. Let me see. I receive
allow.
And then allow, exactly. And then and then the final thing is when it really kicks in is it says I am. And then the energy, it just grows. And all you have to do, after a while, for me, I wouldn't really even have to watch it. All I do is just, I just kind of link into the energy in terms of what is happening. And you will feel, once you do this, and you do this several times, at the very beginning, I used to do it like 2 or 3 times a day, even though Jacqueline said, well, you know, once in the morning, once in the evening is good. And, you know, so what I've done is, you know, I'll utilize the goal, you know, the diamond alignment. This process, I do it, you know, whenever I feel like, oh, I need an extra boost of energy. I need some balance in my life. I need to let go of whatever is ailing me. You know, sometimes, you know, I feel like I'm kind of run down. I'll put that on, and then I just kind of go with it, and then I feel a whole lot better. So there's so many benefits to this. It takes you away from 3D. It moves you into the higher frequencies of perfect joy and health and balance. I don't know, Jacqueline, if you want to explain that a little bit more, but I think it's just you have to be able to do it in order to be able to experience it. It's truly, truly amazing. And when I spoke to Zora in regards to Jacqueline Joy and how she came upon this, well, obviously it was meant to be, right? But when she gets downloaded this information or got downloaded that information, it was meant for her to share it with the world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But that's how dynamic it is in terms of what she does.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's simple. It's so reasonable. I mean, I would suggest everybody just do it. You know, you could be tired in bed and you can just kind of play it. You know, it'll help you to kind of relax, it'll help you to get healthier. It'll just help you in a lot of myriad of ways. It's really quite a miracle, Jacqueline, that you had come upon this, or it came upon you to be able to awaken and bring this out to all of us.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because back then, I had no idea about the 2012 galactic alignment that was going to happen. We're talking about 1987, you know.
Wow.
This all happened. My whole life has been about, even in business, it was to bring out of the box ideas to companies and stuff, and to get them to try things that were new that they had to trust in me, right? To start to try the new things. And then it would become accessible and businesses all over would start doing it. I mean, it's my job has always been about bringing in the new. It's just my blueprint, you know. So this is no different. But I just had no idea how universal and how huge and how planetary this was going to be. I knew I had to, in 2001, I knew that I had to share it with other people because I was told about that it was for the world. But boy, I didn't know that we would be completely ready for the 2012 alignment. And so that we are able now to serve and help and support people who are going through that alignment is not different than when I got slayed by God individually. It was that's what's happened to the planet in 2012. That vibration came in. It's non-negotiable. It's like the new is coming in, the new world is coming, and the old world is going to be no longer. And we have been, in my opinion, in a shakeout ever since then. And that's not unlike the shakeout that I went through, you know. So that's why this is in place, this technology is in place and accessible 24/7 to every human being on the planet to be able to get the kind of divine intervention support to be able to get through this in a way that frees you from the trance, because this exceedingly high frequency in the grid, see, when you start with diamond alignment, you are plugging in to this major grid that has been now vibrating on the planet between heaven and earth, interfacing between the multidimensional worlds and this plane for 25 years. So the accumulation of what's happened and the, you know, it has so much substance that it is really something to plug into, is all I can say. You are operating now in a field of the most high-frequency, coherent field that I know of that exists, that it really has an infrastructure, a vibrational infrastructure that, again, is very physical, even though it's not visible to the human eye. So, and the other thing that's really awesome, Jane, and you know this, is that even though meditation is fantastic, right, to raise your frequency, with all that's going on, it's very difficult for people to have the time or even be able to, with all the chaos and all the fear and everything that's, you know, rampant on the planet, to be able to meditate. So diamond alignment is not really about meditation. It's an energy activation. You are quiet, it's true, but you're not trying to meditate and get thoughts out of your mind and all of that. You are in a receptive, open, trusting place with the divine. This is not, even though I'm saying the words during this, it is not me. It is, this is what came through me to help me, that I'm just giving some physicality to, like words and sound and images, so that people can access it, right? But it's so simple, so simple. Just like the immunizations. I've been doing immunizations for COVID. I was told to do that 2 months or a month or so before COVID even really hit. I was driving into my driveway, and I just felt like this, felt like a raindrop dropped right on my, at the top of my crown, and I heard, you offer Diamond Christ immunizations for COVID now. And I was like, whoa, what does that mean, you know? Because COVID wasn't really even talked about so much. But I did what I was told, and by 2 or 3 weeks later, I had it developed. It's kind of like the diamond octahedron for me. The whole technology is a bit like, well, it is. It's like a multidimensional computer, and I program it. I work with it according to how I'm guided to develop programs and applications that will really help. So this time it was about the immunization. And by the time I was finished, there was full-blown media about this whole COVID thing. So again, we were ready. We were totally ready to serve humanity with an answer when it just broke out, let alone long before all the human vaccines started coming out. It's, again, it's so simple. You simply purchase the immunization and you receive what's already been developed in the sacred technology to bring in the divine intervention to nullify the atoms and molecules that are carrying the COVID, you know? It's operating always at the vibrational level. So even though I love what the gentleman before me was saying about, you know, how to develop hydroxychloroquine and different things, it's great to do, of course, vitamin D3, et cetera.
Right.
But the vibrational power of being completely immune to the atom and molecules of COVID and the variant when that came out,
beautiful.
And the Omicron when that came out,
I mean,
there is no greater power in my mind. While I still do the physical things, I have the assurance and from the knowing of this technology that those atoms and molecules of that COVID is nullified long before it ever comes near my body, you know.
Beautiful.
And the same thing for I was called to do the diamondizations for people who have had to have the vaccines to keep their jobs, et cetera,
right.
to nullify the effects of the vaccine.
Oh, you have that too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do not have that on the site, Jane, for the reason that you know so well. I cannot do anything to jeopardize censorship, you know, getting censored because I have these things out. Because we're serving people all over the world 24/7, we can't have it taken down. And you and I both know how quickly they take down something that is not in the narrative. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And
wow. Okay. That's huge. That's huge. And we understand if in terms of frequency, the higher the frequency, you know, the more you can nullify and the more that you can neutralize and the more you can heal. So if you get yourself into a situation and utilize, you know, some of the installations and amazing work that Jacqueline Joy has already brought out to the world, I would highly, highly suggest, you know, that people can look into her work. Now, we have a few more minutes. I was just wondering if you have, like, oh, did you want to share something with people first before I open up the line?
Do you mean about the package that I created for you all? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just especially for Jane because it was so serendipitous how Jane called me and Zora said, oh, no, we set that all up, which I believe is true because it was pretty amazing how we connected. Because of Jane and what she's told me about what you all are doing, I really had the heart to develop a very, very specially priced, amazing package for you all. What I mean is at a 90% discount offer a really awesome package that is a new package that we're doing in 2022. So it is 2 years of being connected to the Diamond Grid 24/7, and have 24/7 access to the 6-minute activation, which, like Jane said, I really do recommend twice a day to keep really clear because that is so powerful. That is the way to keep your – it's a secret about keeping your frequency high is not only receiving high frequency from the grid or however else you all do it, but to clear out what is not that you're picking up in the world, you know, that – because that all, if you have that lingering in your energy field, it's going to bring your vibration down. So this package that has the 2-year access to the Diamond Grid and to the 6-minute activation also includes several bonuses, and they are transmissions and activations all about clearing and knowing, having excellent tools, fast tools, 60-second tools to no matter where you are, clear your field and reactivate your alignment. And in 60 seconds, you're back. So things like that. And then I have discourse and activation very much about clearing because people don't understand how important clearing is, especially now when the world is in so much shakeout. You have to stay clear. It's energy hygiene, you know, just like you wouldn't go out you wouldn't go out without brushing your teeth to the world, right? Same thing.
Right.
You don't. You wake up in the morning and you clear what's been going on in the night because we do. We process during the night in our dreams, et cetera, and then you clear in the evening before you go to bed of all when you're doing the 6-minute activation, there's that clearing, and then there's the other tool, the 60-second tool. You clear whatever you've picked up during the day so that you stay in the high vibration of your highest being and with the power of God. That's the infinite. You want to really have that become such a powerful focus, but you need really high-tech, simple tools to do that, or people won't do it. They slack off. It's too hard. And that's what I love about this technology, is it's so high-tech and so simple and so accessible.
So,
whole package that I'm talking about, you'll see in our store. If you go to diamondalignment.com, you'll see there's a, below the big diamond on the front page, you'll see a big banner that's talking about the new subscriptions for 2022. If you click that and you see, you'll see the different packages. The 2-year package is the one that I have put the 90% discount on. If you put in Zora as a promo code, Zora, all caps, and then that will give you the 90% discount, because you all are obviously clearly on a phenomenal path, and I just want to help you and give you some tools to really
beautiful
what you're doing.
Okay. All right. That's excellent. So everybody, just go to diamondalignment.com. That is the main website. And then, again, you want to go ahead and take a look at where it says for, what is that, subscriptions for 2022. And
you'll see a big banner under the diamond. You just click that.
Okay, and then go for
I wanted to just say one more thing, Jane, because you said, asked me, is there a way to have something even less expensive for people if they need it? And I did get the monthly subscription down 50%, again, if you all put Zora in the promo code. That's for the monthly, not the 1 month only, but the monthly, like the one with the auto-renew, you know, where it's continuous.
Correct. Yeah. I got to tell everybody it's so simple. You just have to really, you got to just do it. You know how much we are all into being at the highest frequency vibration at all possible times. And for all of you that have had difficulty reaching that plateau of moving from 3D into a higher level of vibration or frequency, this is your answer. Do this and do this and do this regularly. You'll find yourself easier and easier to get to that point where you feel. I mean, it's hard to explain what it feels like to be
clear.
I don't know how to explain that either.
Clear.
It's beautiful.
When you are in that really high frequency, it's like being in the purest air, where there is expansion.
Right.
No matter if you're in a tiny apartment, you feel so expanded. You feel clear, really crystalline clear. And a quiet joy. I'm not talking about a joy that's dependent on external circumstances.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that inner capital J joy, you know.
Yes.
It's really quite profound. But I want to say it's something that I find we are always growing more and more into. Like, I'm doing all of the practices that I tell others to do, and I've been doing this for 30-plus years. So it's like I'm always open to going to higher and higher levels of service in supporting, because once we really awaken and have our frequency raised and learn how to live as energy beings on this planet, then we are really equipped to be with the right tools to be of service to others. So I am really always open to, with this technology, being taken to higher and higher frequency, greater and greater clarity, stronger and stronger alignment. You know, all of that grows. It's constant.
You're doing such a magnificent job. Thank you so much, Jacqueline.
It's my joy.
Thank you. Let me see. For anyone who may have a question for Jacqueline Joy, You know, why don't you go ahead and raise your hand, press, raise your hand, and then I'll open up your line. So let's go ahead and see if we have any questions here for you. Otherwise, it probably is a lot for people to
take in. Well, they're probably already being affected by the vibration.
Exactly. Okay, here we go. Here's a, here's one, 970 ending in 1197. Just tell us who you are and where you're calling
hello,
from.
Hello, this is Barbara in Colorado. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can.
Okay. Well, hi, Jane and Jacqueline. Oh, my goodness. I just feel it. I feel the energy of what you're what you're sharing. I have a question. So I have a sister who's in a care facility, and she's got severe dementia, and she's got other physical problems. Tell me, how could I work this out to have her listen to this? I mean, or tell me how I could share this with her.
Does she have a computer?
No. So I would have to set this up. And we're trying to get her to our town. She's in another town. We're trying to move her over so that she would be more local. But, I mean, even if I could do it once a day with her, or just how would I do that?
That would be amazing. Well, first of all, I would sign her up so that she is directly connected to this energy grid and getting support. That's the first thing I would do. And then you too, if you're going to do it together. And then if you sit with her and do it, I think just your physical support will be awesome for her to just see what to do, because you're going to know what to do when you're going to know how to log in. It's so simple. In the top right corner, you log in. You go to your own personal portal. She'll have her own personal portal. And then you start the experience. It's so receptive. It's nothing that you have to do. That she'll have the easiest time to do it, to be, just be in front of that screen. But it's not the screen. It is the transmission is being delivered that way. But even without a screen, like I didn't have a screen, you know, until 2007. There was no screen from 1987 to 2007. So it doesn't take that.
Oh, wow.
It's not necessary.
Right.
But it, do you see how it kind of helps people to feel like something really is there? Not everybody can work in the total invisible and know that it's physical.
Mm-hmm.
So when she has this to just look at, it will help her to just kind of be still for that time, and she will be receiving help that we don't even know what it is that she needs that she'll be receiving. Because it's going to be divine intervention for her unique soul, her unique blueprint, and what she's going through. You know, that would be such a beautiful service to her for you to do that for her. I really honor you.
I've just been wanting to find what I can do for her, because being in a care facility, I mean, they're not into woo-woo.
No.
But I just feel like I just have been praying, God, show me what can I do for her. Even just to get her out of the angst, because her mind is not, you know, and her physical body is, she's in hospice. So,
I would definitely get this in there if you can with her. And also you can, Barbara, there's another thing, and Jane knows about this because she just did it for herself when she was not feeling well. It's diamond gifting, and it's available also on the site, on the right side, on the top of the right side of the homepage. And when you click that, you'll see it's the way that you all can use the power of this technology for either yourself, for special situations, or others in your case. And you really, it's really, you know, it's a donation of whatever you want to do. And then you can write, you can have it in your heart, what you, you know, the divine intervention call for your, you know, family, or you can write. Also, there's a place for you to write, and some people write and directly send the email to whoever they're gifting, or they just write it, and they're writing it from your higher self to their higher self, your heart, desire. It's so beautiful. You don't have to send the email, because what happens is you have the opportunity to notify your gift recipient. If you, again, simple process. But if you write from your heart to her heart and don't send the email, she doesn't have to see it physically. Her soul will receive it.
This
technology is about living multidimensionally. Like this. This is multidimensional communication. This is multidimensional gifting. Other people might send flowers. You're sending exceedingly high vibration and divine intervention for her specifically. It's living multidimensionally while still in this 3D world. That's what it's about. Because all of you on this call clearly are multidimensional beings. You're very in tuned multidimensionally and vibrationally. So it's living like that, really living it and watching it take effect in the physical world.
Yeah,
so I think
she's been years and years and years in physical pain, and then the dementia, which makes her very anxious. I mean, it's just not a quality of life. And you know, I know she's getting ready to leave, but I just wanted to give her that infusion. Oh, I'm going to cry. I just want to give her the infusion of feeling embraced by God.
Yes, and it will really help her crossing. It will facilitate and accelerate her crossing, you know. It's a bridge. It's a total bridge between the worlds that brings the worlds together, you know. I so hear you. I've done a lot of crossing over installations for people so that they really get the diamond infused and transmitted into them, so they're already in that multidimensional infrastructure. It's like a chariot ride home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is there a way to contact you, like email or something?
I'm sorry. What? Is there a way to what?
Write
into support@diamondalignment.com with any kind of questions. We have awesome five-star service, and we will help you out in any way.
Okay. Well, bless you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You are so welcome.
Great question. Thank you.
Blessing.
One more question.
Beautiful.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. For people that are out of that are not in the United States, they can just do the same thing, right?
Absolutely.
It's universal.
Yeah.
It's universal. Very, very good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's go, and I have one more question here, and that'll be, let me see, hold on a second. 780 ending in 2255. All right.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, I just have couple of quick questions. I'm sorry?
Did you mention your name, Brenda?
Yes, that's Brenda from Canada.
Okay. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hey, I'm just on your website, and I just wanted to... So there's the two-year program, and I see that 90% off is like a savings of $335.
No. It's not that. I'm sorry. That's not clear to you. Maybe I need to make that more clear. The value of the package is $1,020 because of all the bonuses. The red that you see, here's the thing. That two-year package, because we're just bringing it out in 2022, we are giving a 40% discount for everybody. But for you all, it's a 90% discount. So it's $1,020 going down to $97. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's important to go through it so that people understand. And so because on your website, like it shows the price of $720, I did see that before, but you go through the process and click in two-year premium diamond connection, and you put in Zora, it shows $432 less $335, and so the subtotal is $97 for the two-year premium diamond connection package. But you're saying that the real price, even though that's not what's showing here, is over $1,000. Is that right? So the bottom line.
That's right. That's right. So if you click that button and you go to the package and you see all the bonuses that are included in the package, at the bottom of it, it says the value is $1,020. Maybe I should move that to the top. I really appreciate your feedback because we need to know what's not clear, what I'm not doing clear enough, you know. So I will try to get that cleared up.
And you know, honestly, because I think that some people aren't even, they don't have access to the computer necessarily. And so that's just why I think it's better to clarify things for people. And then the second question I had, so that's how I'm reading it right now. If I go yes to the two-year package, mm-hmm. it comes up as 1,200. Okay, I have three in here, but 1,200, and I'm not sure if that's three because I have three or one. Just give me 1 second so I can tell you exactly what it says. Yeah, as soon as I put in one, it shows 720 less a 60% discount is 432, and then
it should say a further discount. Does it have it in red? The further discount.
The further discount is $335, and then the subtotal is $97. And so, yeah. So, but if you want people to see really what they're getting, then I would suggest too that you put the original price in so that they can see. Because I saw 720 in one. You know, after I put all the Zora and then it came down to 97. So I just wanted to confirm that that is indeed the price. So it is a huge, huge saving, especially when you amortize it over 2 years. And then you also have a two-payment option. So it works out to $55. Even at that, you know, that's a very good deal, especially for something like this where it's frequency work. Now, I just have one other quick question, and then I'll let you go. And so you mentioned this as well, the single, if somebody just wanted to say they didn't have the money to outlay even the $97, they could go month to month, and your month to month payment option is $30. Is that right?
Yes, but it will, with the Zora code, it will go down to $15 a month.
Okay, that's the way I understood that too, but I didn't show up that way on when I did it, Jacqueline, so I could have done something incorrect. So you might want to just double-check that.
Yeah, I tested it, but, you know, will you do me a favor? If you try it again after you get off and it still goes wrong, will you write, do you mind writing support at Diamond Alignment and telling me so that we can get that fixed? We tested it all yesterday to be ready for you all, but if we have to make, you know, changes, I want to make them as, you know, as quickly as we can. So I'd love it for you to tell.
Okay, very good. All right, everybody. Okay. All right, Brenda. Great great questions.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate
checking that out. We got some really wonderful people on our call.
Awesome.
Right,
yes,
so
that's
for sure. Yeah. So I think with that, we'll have to end our call with you. We'd love to be able to have you come on our call again, like maybe sometime next month to see how people are doing with their diamond alignment.
That would be very fun.
and I'm sure that people will probably want to say a few things or have some questions also as well. So we really, really, I can't tell you how much I so appreciate you and what you're doing for the world.
I thank you so much for this wonderful invitation and being able to be with you all to share this good news and to be with you all. It's just been awesome, Jane. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And thanks, Zora.
Thank you.
Hi, until we meet again. All right.
Yes, continue. Well,
much love.
We
Diamond aloha.
What you're doing. We love you. Okay. Aloha. Thank you very
aloha.
Much.
Aloha.
Bye-bye. All right. That was she's pretty amazing. All right. Let me go ahead and she's already, all right, she's gone now. All right, well, we've been doing pretty well here so far, everybody. I hope that was very helpful for most of you. And I know you've somebody's got some hands up as well. We won't be able to entertain that right now. I'm going to have to go ahead and bring in our other guest, our last guest for today, and that's going to be Dr. Jerry. Dr. Giri also is all about zealous. It's all about detoxification. It's, again, about this other quantum product, zealous, that is the best in the world. So let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Giri. All right. Let's shift to another topic. Okay. Let's go get Dr. Giri now. Okay, let's see. Okay.
Jane.
Hey. Hi, Dr. Giri. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for being on our call today.
Absolutely. I want to ask a favor, because my phone is kind of broken now. I used to be able to connect the line. I'm on a bridge line with a couple of my partners in Zealous.
Okay.
And I asked them to stay on the bridge line, and I'll connect them, and we'll get them hear their testimonials.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. Do I have to call a different number?
Yeah. But no, but I can't connect them. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to, if you can call me back in like 2 minutes, I can set it up so that we can do this. I'm sorry for
delay. Perfect. No. This absolutely is perfect. Okay, so we'll call you in a couple of minutes, Dr. Giri.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, we'll let Dr. Giri go now. So everybody, we have like a 2 minute break. So go get your whatever you want to get. Water is always great. Nice, clean, pure water. And I've got myself some apple cider vinegar myself and water. That stuff is really good, actually. It helps for me. It's very clearing. All right. So, everybody, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back. Okay, everybody. Let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Giri again. Okay. Try that one more time. I hope that was 2 minutes.
Hello again, Jane.
Hey, Dr. Giri. Are we good?
You're good now, yes. Thank you. So what I'll do now is I'll just briefly drop to call the bridge line.
All right.
That's not going to work either. My phone is messing up. My phone is messing up because, can you call another line?
I can call, sure.
I'm so sorry. I have to get this fixed.
Anyway,
do you have something to write with?
I do. I'm ready.
Okay. Call this number, 602.
Okay.
580. 9874.
Okay. All right. Well, there.
And it'll ask for an access code, and that is
209-6024.
So 6024 pound. Thank you so much. Sorry for the difficulty there. Okay,
no problem. Okay. We'll see you in a bit.
All right.
I'll hold.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. All right. We'll go over here. So I'm going to hang up. I'm going to hang up on your number, right? And I'll call the other number.
We could do it that way. And then,
or I could
stay here either way.
Yeah, or I can just call the other number and I'll have both of you open.
Okay,
so
I stay here or you want me to hang up?
Yeah, stay where you are. No, 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 stay where
you are. Okay,
okay.
Okay,
let me go ahead and bring the other one in. Okay, here we go.
Okay, thanks.
All right, okay, here we go, everybody. Okay. All right, here we go.
Welcome and thank you for choosing freeconferencecall.com. You're helping people around the world communicate for free. Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign.
That's 209-6024.
Please re-enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign.
That's interesting.
Yeah, 209.
Please re-enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign.
Yeah, you know what? That won't work. You know why?
Why?
Because I can't do that on Blog Talk. It won't.
Please re-enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign.
I'll have to let go of that one. That won't work.
Okay, let me figure out. Let's think about this.
Please re-enter your access code.
Can I call you?
The only way. No, how about I do
that? Can I call you on the number? Could I call you on the number you called me on?
Can you call me on the number?
You called me on the New York number.
It might be easier for me to call from my number instead of Blog Talk. Okay, so let me go ahead and do that. I'm going to just go ahead and add a call here. All right, so stay put where you are. Let me just go ahead and call this number in. Okay, so hold on a minute. Okay. We're going to get this, everybody. All right. Okay, now.
.com. You're helping people around the world communicate for free. Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign.
There we go.
Please announce yourself.
Hello. It's a shame.
Hey.
Okay,
is this
I'm hosting the call for Dr. Jerry.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Perfect. Did Daniel and Neville make it back on?
I'm here.
Okay, great.
Yes.
All right, perfect. first of all, Jane, I'm going to go ahead and enroll because we've had so much delay. Are we live?
We are live, of course.
Okay, perfect. Well, it's an honor again to be here. just a great community to be involved with, and it's a community of change makers, humanitarians, and I love that. And we have on the bridge line today, we have friends of mine that I happen to be connected with in the Zealous Company, and I just happened to reach out to them on very short notice today and have them give me a little bit of a couple minutes of their time. Explaining what this has meant to them. And we'll do this kind of to kick the call off, and then I'll round it out with, you know, some of the explanations, some of the background, some of the, let's say, science, things like of that nature. But I think more important than anything is how it's impacting people and how it's changing lives. And that's why I reached out to these three fellows and said, you know, could you join me? And they were very happy to do so. And there's, out of the three, Neville Moore in Toronto, he has plans. So I wanted to pick on him first to give a little background of his story, where he was prior to Zealous and where he is now. And then we'll go to Daniel, because Daniel is busy on the weekends. He has a very busy schedule. And then we'll wrap up with Bill. Bill's got an amazing story. And I think it's a good way to cap it. So if that's all right with you guys.
that's perfect. That would be great. Neville Thank
Moore,
you so much.
Thank you, Jane. Neville Moore is out of Toronto. Neville, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Jerry.
Okay, perfect. Let us know a little bit of your story, please.
Okay, my pleasure. August of 2021, I reached out to a dear friend and asked him a little bit about what he was doing in the health arena, and he mentioned vertical farming, and I was introduced to Zealous. After doing my due diligence, I decided to to try the product because my wife has a neurological problem that causes tremors and shaking and a host of other symptoms. And so we're looking for an answer that was health-related, that was naturally related. And so we got the product on the 12th of September, and we began taking the product. And within 3 weeks, my wife had lost, I believe it was about 25 pounds within 3 weeks on the product. And one of the things about the condition that Pam has is that, she gained quite a bit of weight over the last year, and she had a consistent challenge with swollen ankles, bloated stomach. And so we saw a tremendous improvement with the stomach receding, and of course I mentioned about the weight loss. And just this week, she said, "Man, take a look at the scale." And we went back on the scale, and she dropped another 10 pounds. And also, the swollen ankles that we've been struggling with, that she's been struggling with for the last year or so, her ankles are now normal. But one of the side notes that I really thought was interesting was just recently, I said to her, "Do you realize that before starting the Zealous Spirulina products that you were going gray? And now your hair is almost completely dark again?" And she said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah. Your hair is almost back to being dark." And so we just got excited about where we've been in just in the last 4 months and where we're going to be in the next 6 months to a year as we continue to restore our body with nature's perfect food. In closing, I don't have any health challenges per se, but one of the things I have noticed is that it has sharpened my eyesight. When I drive now, I used to wear glasses. I don't wear glasses anymore, and my vision has really improved. I don't even wear glasses to watch TV anymore. So we're really excited about the product, and we just want to empower everyone on this call. If you have not tried the Zealous product, you owe it to yourself to give them an honest try. Thanks, Dr. Jerry.
Thank you. Wow. That was brilliant.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
I gotta run. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you so much. And I called Daniel a brother because we've known each other a long time, and kind of a spiritual connection. And brother, he lives in Los Angeles. Daniel, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you've got a great story as well.
Good morning to some and good afternoon to some. My name is Daniel. I live in L.A., California. My testimony is very different than a lot of people, but it was very intense. I've been in multiple car accidents, rear-enders and sidewipes and front-ends. And also, I used to do heavy-duty plumbing work with a 350-pound machine, and ended up at this cable that takes a lot of pressure. Ended up breaking and snapping over my knee. That was back in '94, and and then I also had right after that I had a car accident that ended up leaving my right side of my body kind of neutralized for about 8 months, and we found out that number 4 disc in my neck had cracked in one of the accidents. And so for a long time, I had both my right and left side not in a good place. And thank God for Dr. Jerry, because we ended up meeting and doing different nutritionals, and my body's gotten better and better, but the problems from 94 were still a major problem. I'm not going to go into how much pain or anything like that, but it was very bad to a point where about 2 years ago I was having problems just going up a flight of stairs, and I'm 64 now. To get to the point with Dr. Jerry reaching out to me and telling me about Oxalis, we ended up trying it and fell really in love with it because within a week and a half, probably a week and a half, a month and a half, I ended up sleeping through the night and the horrendous pains that I had been suffering since 1994, it just diminished. All of a sudden, I was just going to sleep really good without the pain at the end of the night because I didn't have to wake up in horrible pains in my legs. And I ended up I just felt like I was 20 years younger or more because of the pain that I wasn't experiencing every night since 94. Mm. The other thing was the stairs now is not a problem, or going down or going up, and that's a great blessing there. Of course, the sleeping, the rest, the horrible headaches, and just so much. I just didn't want to overtake the call, but. Like I said at the start, my situation was a little bit different than a lot of people's testimonies. But thank you for this time. Thank you for asking me to do this. And I hope, Noble said, that a lot of people will listen and actually do try it because it's a lifelong journey, you know. So, thank you, Dr. Jerry.
Okay, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, brother.
Welcome.
So much.
That was great. Wow.
Yeah, we'll go up to New York. We'll go from one coast to the other. Bill Brady has got a great story as well. Bill.
Oh, goodness. Wow. Okay.
Yes, hello. This is Bill Brady. I'm out of upstate New York. Almost a year. It'll be a year in March that I got involved with the Oxalis products. But my main story here is I've been a type 2 diabetic for over 25 years. I've been on medication, and I hated taking the medication. And I've always been in search of something else that would be an alternative, but nothing seemed to work. So after being on these products for a month, I just didn't see any progress being, and I contacted Dr. Jerry, and he said, you really need to give it some time. And I was very overweight. And so I stuck with it, and I've been faithful for the product for a long, since April, well, the end of February, actually, I started. So I happened to go in for my annual physical in November, the beginning of November, and my doctor called me, said, are you still taking the medication? I said, yeah. And he says, well, I don't know what you're doing, but you no longer are a diabetic, and you have taken me off all my medications. So that's really made me a believer. I now totally have lost 22 pounds. And again, it was slow coming off, but it took me a long time to put it on. And the thing is, I'm feeling great, and I have a new outlook on life. And I'm going to be staying on these products for a very, very long time. Thank you.
Excellent.
Very much.
That's excellent. Oh, thank you very much.
It is so awesome.
Excellent.
Well,
thank you
great,
so much.
Great stories. Great stories, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. But I think the key here, Jane, and everyone, and Neville said it, I captured it when he said it. He said it's nature's perfect food, and it really is. It's been around for millennia. It's been a part of this planet's, let's just say, this planet's evolution. It's the prime oxygenator of the planet. It's the prime detoxifier of the planet. It's a great friend of the planet. Ancient civilizations recognized it. They utilized it. The Aztecs and Mayans, African peoples. It goes back many, many millennia in their cultures and their understanding of it. They knew it gave them great endurance and strength and extended their life. But it was a part of their life. And I think that's the message that I hear in these stories, and I've heard it over and over, not just the three gentlemen that gave their story, but so many times that I recognize now that we have something very different. It's not that instantaneous. Like a lot of time in the marketing world, you get products that are marketed for this instantaneous response. Wow, I feel better. Typically, the body doesn't, that's not how the body gets well. You know, that might be great in that moment. That might help you in that day. But how the body gets well is it utilizes building blocks. And the thing that's missing in our diets, in what we put in our bodies these days, especially the trace minerals, the things that have left our soil through over-farming are those trace minerals, those trace nutrients, those micronutrients that you can grow a plant and have it look good if you put just certain things in the soil. So just to save money, agriculture puts those things back in the soil that makes the plant look good. That's why now we would have to eat like 50 bushels of spinach to get what our ancestors got by eating a bowl of spinach. Or you could say that with apples or broccoli or anything. Because back in ancient times, the soils were loaded with these micronutrients that have been depleted, unless you can find some totally unused space that, you know, has the volcanic origin, the sedimentary origin, the things that have accumulated from plant life and life in general for millennia, and you start a farm there, now you could get the micronutrients. But it's almost impossible, even organic, because to get organic, I think it's like a 5-year thing that they have to not use pesticides and herbicides and kind of condition the soil a little bit with some organic things. But even there, it's missing the micronutrients. So what we're getting in these products, spirulina actually literally turns sunshine into nutrition. It transmutates sunshine into nutrition. And you can find everything in there. So what happens is it completely fills the voids that our body needs in order, and it works in a synergistic sort of way that doesn't happen if you put all of the nutrients that were in spirulina, if you had some scientists figured it out and they put it all in some multiple vitamin and mineral, it wouldn't perform the same because it's a live, whole food that is recognized by our body because it's ancient. It's foundational to the entire food chain. Our body senses it, and I think it instantly goes, wow. And because it's able to have all of those micronutrients, it's able to do things that it could not do before. So now it puts it in a state. We've heard about things like biological transmutation, how our body in a particular state of wellness can actually take things and build it into other things. That's transmutation. That's like the proverbial philosopher's stone where they would turn things into gold, like whether it was lead or mercury or whatever they were utilizing and turn it into gold. It was transmutation. Well, that doesn't happen very readily. You could ask the old alchemists of old. It was really hard, and I don't know if any of them had success. But inside our body is a brilliant mechanism that can actually take us into that state of transmutation when activated, by certain things, and spirulina is one of those activators. Another thing that's been shown is that spirulina is the greatest precursor, allowing our bodies to develop the adult stem cells. And I think it's just because of that mechanism of having all of those micronutrients that the body recognizes it, the energy is there. It's like, now we can do this. So it begins to do it. The other thing that's real important and has to be discussed is that spirulina is the master detoxifier of the planet. It's always been. So if you go down to the local health food store and buy spirulina, what you're buying is already loaded with toxins, because it's impossible to raise spirulina anywhere on this planet, any vat, any pond, any stream, any river, whatever it touches, it pulls the toxins out of it. So even if you were to create some vat with a big concrete, that sort of thing, there's toxins and heavy metals in that concrete. There's toxins in the air, in the water. It pulls those out into itself because it's a master detoxifier. So if you can have a really pure laboratory-grown version of it, it will now detoxify you. So what Zealous has done is, back 8 years ago, the owners of this company, they had plenty of money. They were retired. One of them lived in Monaco. One of them lived in, you know, plenty of money in France. And they didn't have the money drive to do something. But they saw, they were connected with some families in Russia who had suffered radiation damage over the years, even generational radiation damage, many different diseases. And they saw how amazing the response was to a very pure laboratory-grown spirulina. And they thought, wow, what if we could take this to the world? So their motivation wasn't for money, but it was to help people at a time that people need it the most. So they spent mega millions, I've heard $70 million, to develop the infrastructure, and that was back then, 8 years ago. And they've continued to spend the money. They've got the money, that's not an issue, to do it right. They headquartered in Luxembourg, but they went to northern Spain in the Asturias Mountains because, with the facility, because of the purity of that environment, of that particular spot. So pure and so isolated, there's no EMFs there even, because the cell phones won't work in that spot. And the water was the perfect water for this operation. And everything is glass, so it doesn't come into contact with anything to pull toxins out. And they have a proprietary, patented, copywritten formula where they took a particular strain of spirulina and optimized it, allowing it to grow to its full potential. And that's the strain they have, and no one else can use it because the entire formula is copywritten. This is how advanced it is. This is how this company is right now the premier algae-based company in the world. And they are going to be a juggernaut in terms of the future, because algae is going to be a big part of our future of this planet, because of the things that I've spoken of. So they've done that, and everything inside this facility is monitored 400 to 1,000 times per second by computers to optimal growth of spirulina, not only checking for any toxicity, but also keeping it the perfect pH, the perfect temperature, the perfect amount of light, perfect amount of nutrients to optimize spirulina. So what you end up with is something that is 30 to 100 times more potent than anything we've ever worked with in the past. But more important to me, because I'd used spirulina in the past until I found out it was toxic, more important to me is that it's toxin-free. So now we put it in our internal environment, and it starts taking the toxins out of our body. So the critical thing is this. In the beginning, you start taking the Zealous products, you could even feel a little worse. You could even gain a little weight. The explanation why somebody would gain weight is the body's saying, finally, we can get rid of these toxins, and so it begins to hold on to the water in order to carry the toxins away. So in the short run, you're putting a little water, building water around the cells so that water can carry the toxins out of your body. And the reason you might not feel good in the short run is toxins coming out of your body don't always feel great because they're in your cell, they're buried in your cell, your body keeps them in the cells because it can't possibly process them all, and the liver's overburdened, and so the brain just keeps signaling, got to keep it stored, got to keep it stored, and it stores primarily in the fat cells. So it won't let you release the fat cells. But over time, as Neville said, nature's perfect food will put your body into a state where it can attain and achieve wellness. And that's what happens, just like Bill Brady's story was amazing, because a month in, still the same. Still diabetic, still having some issues, still hadn't lost any weight, these kind of things. 8-9 months in, he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, what are you doing? You're no longer a diabetic, and he'd been diabetic for 25 years. So this is different than a lot of products. We can't promise somebody, hey, take this, you're going to wake up and go, wow. No, it's not that. Ancient civilizations knew it wasn't that. They knew if you consumed it, your life was longer, your life was better, that you had more energy, you were healthier, you were more well, you could do more things. So they utilized it, and it stood the test of time in their civilization, and now it's reawakened because of what Zealous is doing. So that's just a little bit of background, a little bit of story to kind of build off of these testimonials. So, Jane, that's just any questions you might have, I'm happy to.
Okay. I think that, those testimonials are really great. Again, one having to, no longer diabetic and losing a lot of weight. And the one also who, with the testimony that there was something going on neurologically, was that correct?
Yeah, not only a degenerative condition, neurological and muscular, yeah, Daniels.
Oh,
yep.
Really? Yeah, okay. So I guess, so in terms of what those guys were taking, I mean, were they taking, the liquid, they were taking the pills, or they were taking, the microbiome? What were they all taking? I'm just curious.
Well, we'd have to ask them, and unfortunately Neville's not here any longer, but I think Daniel and Bill might be.
This is Bill Brady. I started out and have been taking the same every day. I've been taking the 3X Biome, the X3, the spirulina powder, and then the blue juice, which we call the Cyclocy.
Yeah.
I've been taking that, and one of the main things that I found maybe 3-4 months into this was I had no more desire for sugar. It killed my sugar desire.
Interesting.
That was one of my defeating things over the 25 years of getting rid of the habit of trying to get rid of sugar. And I just had more and more desire for it. And since I've been on these products, I have no desire for sugar. And I've been changing my lifestyle as far as what I've been eating. I've been able to eat more nutritiously than I have in the past.
Are you also taking the caps, either the caps or the powder?
It's basically the same. I find that the powder, Dr. Jerry would have to say that it's an individual thing. I mean, the powder is the same as the caps.
Correct.
But I put the powder on sometimes on my salad. I use it different ways. The blue juice and the powder, and I've actually made a tea out of it because here, like today, it's almost 20 below zero, So Ooh. Instead of drinking something cold, I'm having something warm, and it's nutritious for me.
Hmm. Good for you. Well, thank you very much for that information. Yeah, that's great. Let me see if...
How about Daniel? Is Daniel still here?
I am, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, oh, awesome. What are you taking, Daniel?
With me was just... I ended up taking it three times a day, the powder and the blue juice, what we call the cyclocyanide.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the powder because we can mix both the blue and the green, the spirulina and the blue juice. And I was having it three times. I ended up having it three times a day. And then after about 2.5 months in, I noticed a huge change of course, losing weight, nerves, sleeping, a total turnaround like I said earlier, I felt like 20 years younger. Of course, I lost so much less pain. So I literally cut back to doing before the tea, both the spirulina and the cyclocyanide, and I do that before I go to sleep the same. And I literally go into very deep sleep and a lot of really good relaxation, you know.
Yeah, good for you. You know, a lot of people use that, Dr. Jerry, a lot of people use that Calm, you know, that's out there in a lot of the department grocery stores. And that's to help
Calm's
people
Forte.
To just kind of relax. Pardon?
Right. Calm's Forte?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So that you don't even have to take that if you're taking your spirulina.
I've noticed as well. If I take it before bed, I sleep just amazingly well. I think it's just your body. It de-stresses your body. Your body's able to do what it needs to do. And if it needs sleep, it gets sleep. If you need to be stronger and meet more active, it helps you do that. So it really is the perfect food.
Okay. I was wondering, let me see if there are any people that would like to ask you a question or two. If anybody has a question for Dr. Jerry or his guest, please go ahead and, you know, raise your hand. If you don't have a question, please take your hand down. Okay. I think that I don't have any people that have any questions per se in regards to the product. So I think the bottom line is for people that are looking to lose weight, people that are feeling like they've got a lot of pain going on in their bodies. I mean, just generally in terms of your health, the Zella seems to just have, it's got everything that you need.
Yeah, and I think I really want to impress on people, have the patience to allow your body to go through the steps. Because imagine if Bill gave up, you know, 2 or 3 or even 4 months in, because I remember those calls. And he was discouraged. He wouldn't have experienced what he experienced. And I think it's really common that it does take some time. And if you can imagine this, our bodies, back when we were in our teens and early 20s, have this, you know, a lot of stem cell activity, and you're able to, you feel like you're immortal. You feel like you could do anything. But then you start to hit, you know, mid-30s to 40, and you start to realize, wow, I can't be as effective as I was when I was in my early 20s. So you start to realize it. But it took that much time. It took, let's say, 20 years for your body to reach a place where you recognize the degeneration. And then from there, it progressively kind of goes. But then when you're 60, you look back at, wow, I wish I could perform like when I was 40. So you begin to realize that it takes a lot of time for the body to degenerate. So it takes time for it to restore. And if you can just give it the time, it will be amazing. And you really will, in my opinion, if you honor mm-hmm. that and stick with it, you will live longer, you will live stronger, and you will live better. And so that's something really to remember. And one thing, I think all three of the individuals on this call pretty much took all three of the products. I think Daniel focused in on the A3 and the Phycosci. So he's more mm-hmm. on the two products. Bill is on the three. I believe Neville's on all three. The company mm-hmm. gives you, if you order all three, a special price. For $129, you get all three every month. And that's a great price. And somebody might think, well, that sounds kind of expensive. Well, if you weigh mm-hmm. it against the fact that you're able to slow down the degeneration, you're able to improve the energy and improve your wellness over time, mm-hmm. and your energy level, your focus, your sleep, you got to, what are the value of those things? And mm-hmm. a lot of people throw $129 away every month on frivolous things, you know, a little mm-hmm. bit here and there, coffee at Starbucks, you know, every day, different kinds of things like that, and they don't think about it.
Sure.
So if you truly value a long, strong, healthy life, take mm-hmm. a good hard look, check your heart. And the other thing that people need right now, besides wellness and spirulina over and over and over in the published studies, modulate the immune system, which means you get the immune system right. And if the immune system's right, guess what? It's what people want. The other thing people need right now, losing jobs. People are panicked about money. People realize there's mm-hmm. more month than there is money. So since everybody needs this, just share the information. And Zealous gives us a free app. If you're a member of Zealous, you can go to getzealous.com and download a free app. For people that use a computer instead of a smartphone, there's a website. I don't have it in the top of my head, but there's a website we can get you that you can put it on your computer. And if you're talking mm-hmm. with someone, you could say something like, I'm partnered with a group of entrepreneurs out of Europe that are creating the most pure form of perfect food the planet's ever seen. And it's going to be a big hit. If you're interested, I can send you something, a little bit about it. If they're not interested, you'll move on. But a lot of people will be interested because they want that. You send them mm-hmm. something from the app, a two-minute video. You can tell if they watched it. It tells you if they watched it. If they watch it, now you know they're more interested. And you could get them to mm-hmm. me, and I could answer their questions and help them mm-hmm. Get involved. As a community, mm-hmm. we can spread this to the world and, I believe, really make a change in people's well-being mm-hmm. and in their ability to for an in-home business. The two things people would really like right now are being offered here mm-hmm. in a big way. So.
Okay. That's great. I think it's always a good reminder to an excellent reminder for everyone all the time. We haven't had Dr. Jerry on our call now for a little bit of time. And for you to come on the call today and bringing a couple, two or three people to provide testimonials regarding the products, I think that deserves a whole lot of validation of what the products can do. So, and just as Dr. Jerry said, you know, you just don't give up after you've tried it for 2 or 3 months, you know, continue to take it, and then you'll find, you know, that all of a sudden within a few months, like you've lost a lot of weight or you no longer have you don't have a craving for sugar. So, you know, some of us don't have cravings for sugar anyways, so maybe once in a while, but I don't know, maybe it is the zealous that I don't feel like I need to have as much sugar like I, you know. If I look at it, you know, 15, 20 years ago, right? So, and you don't know. You just really don't know what's happening. And then if you can get your blood work done, you could really see the difference as far as your immune system. You could see what's happening, you know, with your other blood levels. Yeah, I think it'll be incredible to see what it is before and after. I think that the products are really great. We love the products. We love the PhycoSci as well as the caps. We I'm not too much into the powder, but we know that, I mean, they're just incredible products. So for those of you who have not tried it yet, you know, I would definitely suggest that you go ahead and do that. So anything else, Dr. Jerry, that you would like to share with others?
Well, just quickly, because you reminded me with the craving going away, the reason we have those cravings that we don't understand, like sugar or bread or these kinds of things, is we're literally starving. Our body on a cellular level is not getting the nutrients it needs. So what is getting picked up in the hypothalamus, sent to the pituitary gland, we're starving. We don't have this host of nutrients. We're starving, so the pituitary gland sends the signal to eat. So you got to eat. So you go past the refrigerator and you open it up and I got to eat. I'm hungry. Well, you see something sweet. Well, sweet is an instant kind of thing. You think, wow, I need sugar. But you don't really. Mm-hmm. That's the exact thing you don't want. Because that continues to damage your body, damage your liver, and do all of the negative things that you don't want. But your body is telling you that out of its confusion, mm-hmm. out of its lack. Or you're driving past mm-hmm. a fast food place and you go, wow, I would really like that. It's that signal that you're starving. So it ends up happening, and it takes a little bit of time. Your satiety center of your brain, that mechanism, begins to calm down. It's like, wow, we actually are getting all the nutrients are there. We don't have to panic anymore. This person isn't starving anymore. So it begins to quell. And that's a beautiful thing. Mm. You know, that's what we all want, really. Everybody wants to eat better, but it's hard. It's like, wow. They love pizza, they love cheese, they love, you know, bread, they love mm-hmm. sugar, chocolate, all of these things. But once the nutrient need is met, all those micronutrients we're not getting, those cravings begin to quell, they quiet down, and you realize, I don't need that anymore. Don't even want it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And good mm-hmm. food starts tasting better. That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And maybe that might be one of the things that I've really kind of noticed, but I've never really... You know, notice. Like all of a sudden, you know, I'd rather have a food. I'd rather have strawberries or whatever rather than, you know, grabbing, saying, oh, I wonder if there's any ice cream. I don't really feel like I want any ice cream, right? So, no, you feel like you want to eat more healthy, so which is really wonderful. Yeah. So everyone, you know, you got to give this a try. Go ahead and get it done. I mean, you can get those two products for, I guess it's $129, right? Go over to the back office. Right. Yeah, everybody knows how to get into our website, right? www.zealous. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was just saying you might want to remind them, yeah.
Yes, all you have to do is just go over to you don't have to really use the www. You just go to zealous.com and then just go ahead and zealous.com/, and then I'm still using the number. I guess I think people are kind of getting used to my using the number. So you just go over to the number is 00391. So let me just double check that for sure. I've got it right here in front of me. It's zealous.com/003291. So it's 003291, everybody. And you can just go ahead and go from there. If you have any questions, you know, please go ahead and give me a call. You know, it's been kind of a really hectic couple of weeks for us here. So I apologize that I have not had a chance to really kind of get back with people. Give me another week and I think I'm really, really good to go by then. But you can go ahead, as I said before, all the information is really there for you to just take a look at. So again, it's zealous.com/003291, and everybody knows our email as well. And if you need something like immediately, go ahead and text me at 719-428-9746 and give me 2 to 3 days to get back with you. All right, everybody. So Dr. Jerry, thank you so much for being on our call. I think that was really fabulous having those three guys give their testimonials on the Zealous. I think that was really very helpful for people.
Yeah, I hope so. And I want to thank them again as well. And thank you, Jane, and your entire community of folks. And again, it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we'll be talking with you real soon. Yes.
Okay.
You and your family. All right. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Jerry. Bye-bye. Oh, wait a minute. Dr. Jerry, hold on a second. I think I've got a question here. Hold on. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Hi.
We're good. And who is this?
Hear me okay?
I'm sorry, yes, hi. And you are?
Oh, my name is Hotep, H-O-T-E-P. I know it's the end of the show. I'm sorry, I'm just getting to call in. I'll be brief. I saw you discussing, Abraham Lincoln, and I'm guessing maybe a bit about Martin Luther King because of his birthday being today. And I just think that some people are meant to be spiritual philosophers, some are meant to be warriors, some are meant to be kings, some are meant to be, you know, the support staff. And with King, I don't think everyone's meant to be Martin Luther King. I think some are meant to be Garvey, some are meant to be Patrice Lumumba. You know, there are different roles that people play, so we can learn from everyone.
Okay.
But then we play our role and, you know, do what we do.
Yes.
For me, I'm on the warrior side, so I'm not a kind of,
okay.
you know, I'm more aggressive in my approach. And I think we need all of that to make humanity survive what the big system is planning for us, which is degradation and damnation.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. Well, we're moving from there. All right. Well, thank you so much for your input. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll let you go. Uh-huh. All right, everybody. I think we will call it a day. And thanks again so much, Dr. Jerry, for being here on our call. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you as well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone. I think we will call it a day and look forward to seeing everyone on Wednesday at Q. And then, of course, let's see how things move forward for the rest of the week. Lots of great, great things that are happening. It's amazing. So much is happening. And we've had some really wonderful guests today. Dr. Tom, absolutely fabulous always. And Richard, he was fabulous also, very informative, and he did a really great job with our command with Q. That was really wonderful. So everybody has their own take on how to be able to do that. But again, a lot of it is how you can make it your own in terms of the command. And information regarding the diamond alignment. All of that and the wonderful, I mean, it's amazing that you can go ahead and provide us, all of us, an opportunity to be able to partake of the diamond alignment and so many of the installations and all the things that she has going on. She's definitely on her path providing information and helping people to move their, helping people to raise their vibrational frequencies. So that's what we're really all about. Then we've got the Zealous with Dr. Jerry. Again, another high frequency product, which is Zealous. So if you haven't tried that, please go ahead and try that. Anyways, in the meantime, everyone, please be patient with me. I still have a bunch of things that I still have to take care of. I've been kind of busy with Zarea. And so I'm going to go ahead and get Zarea on the diamond alignment and get her back to normal. I think I even Dr. It was Zora that had mentioned that you know we should do that for Zarea. Anyways, with that being said, I want everyone. We love each other. We want to thank all of you for being here. Thank you for your great support all of the time. And who's very, very much are appreciative, and we are very, very grateful that you are here with all of us at this time. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our being, we are in perfect health, perfect joy, and harmony. Okay. Bye, everybody.